Sunday Update, 3 p.m. The Alaska Highway at the Sicani Chief River Bridge remains open to light pickups, cars, travel trailers, and RVs. Commercial vehicles 15,500 kilograms and under, call 250-774-6956 first. The highway is open to single-lane alternating traffic, and motorists are asked to obey signs and traffic control. Sunday Update, 9:45 a.m. The Alaska Highway at the Sicani Bridge remains closed to commercial traffic. The highway remains open to single-lane alternating traffic for light pickups, cars, travel trailers, and RVs. Saturday Update, 6:35 p.m. Travel trailers and RVs are now permitted to cross the Sicani Bridge. In an update Saturday evening, officials said the Alaska Highway remains open to single-lane alternating traffic following Thursday's motor vehicle incident, including for light-duty pickup trucks and passenger cars. The bridge, however, remains closed to commercial traffic. Drive BC says that due to the high heat caused by the vehicle incident, a detailed engineering inspection of the bridge is required. Motorists driving through the area are asked to obey signs and traffic control. Another update will be provided at 8 a.m. Sunday. Saturday Update, 10:05 a.m. The Alaska Highway remains open to single-lane alternating traffic for light-duty pickups and cars. No update has been provided for commercial traffic, with the next update from highway officials expected at 6 p.m. Saturday. Motorists driving through the area are asked to obey signs and traffic control. Update, 8:10 p.m. The Alaska Highway has reopened to light-duty pickups and passenger cars. Highway officials say the highway is open to single-lane alternating traffic and motorists are asked to obey signs and traffic control. The bridge remains closed to commercial traffic. An update for heavy-duty and larger vehicles is expected 10 a.m. Saturday. Update, 6:15 p.m. The Alaska Highway remains closed at the Sicani Crossing, with the next update from Federal Highways officials expected at 9 p.m. Update, 4:15 p.m. Peace River North MLA Dan Davies says he's in communication with Emergency Management BC and being updated about the incident. He says communications infrastructure at the Sicani Bridge crossing has been damaged, with 911, landlines, and TELUS lines all impacted, affecting customers north to Fort Nelson and as far south as Wanawan and Blueberry. The Alaska Highway remains closed in both directions until further notice, and until the assessment can be completed by engineers, Davies said. It's an unfortunate event and sad that it's very likely a fatality, said Davies. It is a concrete deck but under enormous amounts of heat, even concrete is vulnerable. Hopefully there's good news. The go-around is 3 days, and we need to get this infrastructure open sooner than later. Just look at the lifeline to Fort Nelson and beyond. The groceries and fuel, everything, he said. It is a priority. Everyone is on scene that needs to be to get this open as soon as possible. Update, 12:25 p.m. The Alaska Highway remains closed at the Sicani Bridge, with the next update expected from the Federal Highways Department 6 p.m. Drive BC reports an assessment is still in progress. Update, 11:15 a.m. RCMP say they continue to investigate after a commercial tanker truck carrying a large quantity of flammable liquids crashed and caught fire on the Sicani Chief River Bridge on Thursday evening. It's believed the driver of the truck perished in the collision, though RCMP said Friday morning it was still too hazardous to conduct a search of the scene. Although still preliminary, it is believed that the commercial vehicle collided into a barrier on the bridge and then caught fire, RCMP said. Firefighters from Fort St. John and Fort Nelson were deployed to the scene 200 kilometers north of Fort St. John along the Alaska Highway, and found the tanker completely engulfed and emitting a large plume of toxic smoke. BC Wildfire was notified as adjoining brush caught fire from the collision, RCMP said. According to the Provincial Ministry of Environment, the tanker B train was carrying condensate and oil, though the exact amounts are not known. Highway 97 was immediately shut down completely in the area due to the fire and the smoke, said Sergeant Chris Minceau. Highway 97 remains closed with no anticipated timeline for reopening. An engineer has been contacted and will attend today to examine the bridge structure prior to its reopening. The next update from the Highways Department is expected at noon. The cause of the collision is still under investigation. RCMP say the Integrated Collision Analysis and Reconstruction Service and BC Highway Patrol members are currently en route to the scene. Police Dog Services has also been contacted to conduct a search of the area, RCMP said. WorkSafe BC and the BC Coroner's Service have also been notified. Travelers passing through the area are being advised to plan alternative routes, and to remain in contact with those who may be anticipating their arrival. This area is remote with little to no cell service, and it may be difficult to get information advising of delays. Original story, 7:11 a.m. The Alaska Highway at Sicani Chief River remains closed this morning for an undetermined amount of time after a serious motor vehicle accident and fire on Thursday. No detours are available and RCMP are continuing their investigation, though details are limited at this time. George Smith, manager of maintenance for the portion of the Alaska Highway under federal jurisdiction, says an engineer will be coming to the site to assess damages to the bridge, with an update expected later today. "We will do that today to make sure it's safe to open up again," he said. RCMP officials were not immediately available to comment on the investigation. There is no timeline on when the highway and bridge will be reopened. This story will be updated once more information becomes available. It's the second serious incident that has closed the Alaska Highway this summer. Further up the highway, a single-lane alternating detour remains in place in both directions between kilometers 897 and 900 following a washout on July 1. Smith said repairs there are progressing well, though he said it will likely be the end of September before the road is reopened. Email your letters to editor@ahnfsj.ca.